We welcome to Star 94.1, Chris Jasper. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, good. You've got a new project. It's called Invincible. Why Invincible?
Well, it's one of the main messages in the album, and that is when you stay close to God, you know, you will be invincible. And there's many examples in the Bible of that. So I thought it'd be a good thing to say, you know, a good thing for people to hear.
Now, we know Chris Jasper for your work with the Isley Brothers, and you guys have done some awesome things. Why do gospel when you could still be doing the same thing and maybe have more notoriety as an R&B artist?
Well, it's the notoriety is good and all that, but it's, to me, I have to be like honest as an artist, and I think that's when an artist does their best work, is when they're honest. And this is just the way I'm living now. I'm trying to live God's way, and it's a natural thing for me now to write songs, you know, about God and about God's messages.
Now, when one listens to Invincible, Chris, what will they get from Invincible?
I hope they would get some important points, you know, that are brought out in the Bible, which I tried to bring out in a practical sense in the album. You know, keep reaching higher, keep trying to do better, be better as a person. Invincible, of course, is stay close to God. I know that you love me is the John 3:16 message. I directed each song towards a certain principle, and those principles are covered by certain scriptures in there. So when you read the album cover, you can see exactly what points the songs are making.
It's interesting that you mention "I Know That You Love Me," because that was my next question. I was going to ask you to tell us about that song.
Yeah, it's about a person, just about every person and their conversion. You know, sometimes we're going along the wrong path, and for some reason, you know, God, you know, points you in the right direction. And that is an expression of his love for us, in that, you know, he shows us the truth and shows us the way, and takes us out of the sort of muck and mire that we were in before.
Another song in your project, Invincible, Thank You, Lord.
Yes.
That has a nice groove, sort of, I call it kind of cool, smooth music. Tell us about that.
Thank You, Lord is about a lot of the obvious things that we see every day and that we forget, you know, to thank God for, his creation, basically. And it talks about creation, Genesis 1 and 2, and what was created on you know, which day and everything. And it just gives a nice background of how the world was created and how thankful we should be for it.
Now, the song, He's the Judge, you get a little funky on that one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, He's the Judge. That's another message that's brought out in the New Testament, and that's Jesus Christ is the only judge, and he has authority to do so. So we should be careful, you know, as people, not to try to take that authority. You know, it's different to point out error. We can do that. We can point out error, but we cannot do what is reserved for Jesus Christ, and that is to determine the fate of a person. That's solely in his hands.
Now, on the song, Do You Believe, to me that has some of that Isley Brothers sound.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's something that I've been doing all along. It's, you know, basically the way I voice chords, maybe, or certain chord progressions that, you know, I'm used to doing that I've done in some of the old music. You know, I still do some of those things. So I've gotten comments, you know, from a lot of people that it does sound like some of the old material. But, you know, that's just my style.
Tell us about a song, I'm going to take you back now, called Caravan of Love.
Yes.
Caravan, is that a song you wrote?
Yes, it is. It's one of the first songs I wrote that had a inspirational message in it. I was at the point where I was starting to read the scriptures a lot. My life was changing, and you know, that's sort of my first, I want to call it my first gospel song.
How was it being on the road with the Isley Brothers?
It was hectic at times. I mean, it was, I learned a lot, you know, by touring and being on the road. You don't have a lot of time to yourself because you're always moving from town to town, checking in this hotel, checking out, going to sound checks, you know, and then doing the shows at night. You know, it's not a lot of leisure time, but, you know, like I said, it's fulfilling because, you know, you see that, you know, people have appreciated the music, and, you know, to perform it in front of audiences is pretty exciting.
Our guest is Chris Jasper. Chris, when you did that 3+3 project, did you think it would catapult you into being the Chris Jasper?
None of us knew what it was going to do. I mean, excuse me. We had some, we thought we had some good ideas, and we were going to do some covers, you know, by other artists. We'd do some songs by other artists. But I don't know if anybody expected it to do what it ended up doing, because it was a new approach. You know, it was a new approach to music for everybody. So, no, there was no expectations, but we surely did appreciate it when it happened.
You know, back in the day, bands were prominent. Today, rappers are prominent. And it seems like you have the solo rapper. Nobody's doing anything together. Why is this happening in the industry that seems like everybody's going it alone?
You know, that's a good question. It may have to do with people's ability to work together, or willingness to work together, you know, and those things, you know, nobody knows. You know, sometimes people work well together, like, you know, the Rolling Stones are still together, you
right.
know, and a lot of other groups are still together, but, you know, it all depends on the relationship between the people, and is that a solid one? Is that a relationship of trust? And I think that's what it basically comes down to. You know, can you trust, you know, your partner?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think everything stems from that.
Getting back to your project, Invincible, the song Come On and Testify, sort of upbeat and funky. What's the message on Come On and Testify?
Well, Come On and Testify is basically saying that, yes, we can say what we believe, but it's more important to live what you believe. One of the lines in the song is, by faith we'll be justified, but our acts, the things we do, are going to testify. And that's the thing that, you know, is going to be going to speak the loudest, is our actions and not our words.